The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, back to Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
It is Clay Day. We are on the plaza at Thrive City.
Yeah, baby, let's
Carnival.
Go.
Let's go, Clay fans. The Clay Carnival has got a line in front of it. There's a lot of fun stuff happening.
We got eight dogs in line, yeah, for crying out loud.
We got Doc Pandia, we got phone calls, and guess what else we got?
I have no idea, Mark.
We got breaking news.
What the?
95.7 The Game, breaking news.
The San Francisco 49ers have signed young star cornerback D'Amador Lenore to a five-year extension worth $92 million.
Yeah.
The young corner heading into a prove-it type of a season.
Major bag alert.
Major. He proved it. He proved it. And yep. He is not going anywhere. D'Amador Lenore extended by the 49ers.
I thought the breaking news was going to be that the sun for the 5 minute window that we get it has peeped
done.
Around
yeah.
the building.
What's
but
up, son?
Demo 5-92, and I mean, wow, he has more than earned it. He is their number one corner going forward, and a guy who has gone out there and proven it and done it,
yeah.
and now he gets paid. Good for you, Demo.
He might be the most consistent player on the team this year so far, based on all of the factors
yeah.
that have been out there. So that's huge, and glad the 49ers got that done. Now, let's go out to the River Islands guest line. Time for Cleared to Play. Take you inside the tent, get you updated on the latest injuries in the Bay. Proud to partner with UCSF Health on this segment and bring in Professor of Orthopedic Surgery, Dr. Nirav Pandia. Doc, good evening. What's going on?
I'm doing good. How are you guys doing?
We're great, and there's only one appropriate question to ask to start off, which is the fact that in his mid-30s, after what Klay Thompson's body has been through, what is your medical take on what he's been able to achieve to even be back out on the court?
I mean, it's simply phenomenal. I mean, people don't come back from one of these injuries at the same level, so the fact that he had both of them back-to-back, came back to the NBA, won a championship, and still a contributor on the NBA floor at his age is simply remarkable. And I think with all the feelings everyone has about Clay, if you take the 10,000-foot view and are like, what has he accomplished as an athlete, is pretty phenomenal. And the fact that we're out here celebrating him, where he's got several more years of his career hopefully there, just speaks volumes to the grind that he went through to get back to where he was.
Yeah, it's spectacular. It's a definite testimony to his fitness and his work ethic that he came back from the ACL and the Achilles to be able to come back. And I'm thinking about Dre Greenlaw, who is trying to come back from his Achilles. And now we're sitting here, Doc, about 9 months removed from the actual episode. Are we thinking that another month, 10 months, is that too soon? Or is that maybe a fair timeline for him to be able to return?
I think somewhere between that 9 to 11 month range is totally fair. You know, you see him doing stuff at practice. We know the Achilles is healed. So now it's just a matter of, does he feel comfortable? And then number two is, can he be impactful on the field? The last thing you want is him going out there, not being able to cut, pivot, do the things he needs to do to help the team win. So I think a lot of that comes down to, number one, how is he feeling? Number two, how does Kyle Shanahan and the rest of the staff feel that he looks out there? But I think that if you look at most positions, players at his position who've had this injury, right around 10 months is where you can see him come back and be an impact on the field.
There we go. While we're on the San Francisco 49ers, Christian McCaffrey, what'd you think? How'd he look?
He looked pretty good. I mean, for the fact of someone who hasn't played football for a long period of time, the thing that I was really looking at is, how many touches would he have? How much percentage of the offensive plays would he play? And I think he played something like 88% of the offensive snaps and had about 19 touches, which is pretty close to where he was last year. So I think that that means that they're not super concerned about it if they're getting him out there and then playing him that much. He looked pretty good. Obviously, there's going to be a little bit of rust, but I think that bodes well for where they felt he was coming into this game and what it means for the rest of the season. And you didn't really hear any reports of, you know, pain flaring up or any issues. So I think this is hopefully going to be smooth sailing for him as the season goes on.
And just watching his movements out there, and I was really fixated in the pregame where he was going through his warm-up, and he looked explosive with the high leg movement. Did you see anything on the field from those 88% of the plays that would make you think that he actually was ready to go and 100% back?
Yeah, I mean, the one thing you're looking for is those quick, sudden movements. So, like, you know, when there's a scripted play, everything goes well, that's one thing. But when the plays break down, he has to kind of, you know, cut and pivot around defenders. He looked pretty smooth. Now, the first couple of plays, you saw a little bit of hesitation, but he looked the same explosive self. Now, obviously, timing's going to take a little bit of time, but I didn't see anything that would suggest that he's not explosive, that he was compensating for any degree of pain or weakness, which, once again, great sign for him. And he looked a lot better and played a lot more than I would have expected him to play this first game back.
So a month plus back from a high ankle sprain, does that affect a kicker? Doc?
Yes, it does. And I think there's both the physical part of it, which, you know, you're putting so much force on that leg when you're kicking. But we also have to think about this is that, you know, with kickers nowadays, they're trained at such a young age to get 65, 70 yards. I mean, they can kick. What really makes a difference is the mental part of it. And you do the same thing again and again and again. And you just can't recreate what it's going to feel like coming off a high ankle sprain to kick again. So for him to miss half his kicks because he's coming off this high ankle sprain, it's not necessarily potentially a physical thing, but a mental thing. I'm glad that he was able to hit that game winner. But I would expect that over the next week or two, you should see more consistency simply because that timing, how his leg is going to feel, was just got to be off. And that's going to be coming from a high ankle sprain.
Yeah, especially when it comes from the kicking leg where the impact of the ball had to feel a certain kind of way. Doc, I want to ask you one more about the NBA because Chet Holmgren had a really scary injury and it's going down as a pelvic fracture. What exactly does that mean and how will that limit him going forward as a big man with a fractured pelvis?
It's a big injury, you know, and I think one of the things you can imagine that when you fall to the ground, you can see after Wiggins kind of dunked over him, he falls to the ground. You get that blow right to the side of your pelvis, and it just compresses, almost like if you get hit by a car. So it's a big injury. There's a lot of force that goes across it. Not only is it painful because all your core muscles attached there, but also a lot of the muscles, your quads, your hip flexors kind of attached in that region as well, too. So not only are you dealing with bone having to heal, you also have to deal with all these muscles healing as well, too. So this could be a several-month injury. And the fact that he is slimmer also makes it a little bit harder to come back because you're going to get impact to that area. You just don't have that soft tissue to kind of cushion that area. So definitely something to look out for. And this could be a several-month process for him to get back.
Doc, we're not letting you leave until you tell us who plays basketball tonight.
Tonight, I have to go with it's Klay Thompson. Klay Thompson plays basketball tonight.
He does. He does. He does. Thank you, Doc.
No problem. Take care, guys.
Yep. All right, there he goes. The proceeding was sponsored by UCSF Health, and we want to get right back to all of you. Again, the day is here. Klay Day is here. We're going to give away the Warriors Klay jersey shortly. We've got the Klay Carnival out here, and with everything that this has been through the last handful of months and years, quite frankly, now that it's here, how is his return hitting you emotionally? 888-957-9570. Let's do Spencer in Oakland. Hi, Spencer. Thanks for calling.
Hey, folks. Thanks for having me on. I just,
I just feel like, you know, whoever's calling Clay an op, it's like, number one, who hurt you? Because this guy, he delivered four titles. He also decided to leave and take less money elsewhere, which allowed us to sign a player that is younger, statistically at this point better, in Buddy Hield, the Bahamian Bomber, a.k.a. the flamethrower from Freeport, a.k.a. the new Splash Buddy. So that's actually the matchup that I'm looking at tonight. I know Buddy Hield is coming off the bench, but who actually performs better there is the thing that I'm looking at, because in my opinion, we got a more efficient, statistically better, and younger player on a cheaper dime. So I have zero hard feelings when it comes to Clay. I want to see him drop 40. In fact, the best ending I can picture in my head is him coming down with about 15 seconds left, draining a three to put them ahead, and then Steph running down the court, hitting Buddy in the corner, and Buddy hitting a three and ripping their hearts out and wrecking it all. And that's all I got. Thank you for taking my call.
All right, Spencer.
Yeah, thank you, Spencer.
That's fun, but again, that sounds stressful. And this is just me. I separate these two things. I don't call Klay Thompson an ops. I don't think that about Klay Thompson. He is a forever warrior. He's a Hall of Famer. He's a statue guy. I'm compartmentalizing just when the game starts tonight.
When the game starts, he's an ops.
I don't look at it that way.
He's the opponent.
When he shoots, I hope it doesn't go in.
Then he's the ops.
Okay.
But
he was making a larger statement about he's now on another team.
Right.
And I'm talking just about when the clock is running during the game tonight.
Right. He's the opponent, and you don't want him to do well.
Yes. Yeah,
because you don't want them to do well.
But there's nothing larger against Klay Thompson.
Of course not. He's the opponent.
I don't want him to.
The same way about an Orlando Magic or a Pelican or anybody else, because they're not the Warriors. And it's okay for Clay to be the ops. I don't think that you have to look at Clay and think differently about it. He's the opponent, and it's okay to root against him if you want your team to win. By nature, you don't want the other team to do well, because if they do well, it's going to hurt your chance to win.
I'm cool with all the other Clay shots going in starting tomorrow night.
Sure.
Or wherever the hell they
Whenever they play.
I don't know when they play again, but he can make all those. Not tonight. All right.
No.
888-957-9570. Your emotions. Forget his. Forget the Warriors. We're interested in you. What are your emotions as this game approaches? 888-957-9570. Alex, Mike, the rest of you, we're coming to you next. We keep going with your phone calls. Plus, coming up next, in the next segment, your chance to win a Klay Thompson Warriors jersey. And all you're going to have to do is answer a Klay Thompson-related trivia question. We'll ask that shortly. We're sponsored by LifeSource Water Systems. This is Willard and Dibs.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, back back to Willard and Dibs.
Here's Clay Thompson with a catch down the lane, floats it up. It's good. There it is. Clay Thompson, welcome back. Thompson, the catch up top, has Allen as his defender, takes the big man to the right wing, crossover, goes right by him, down the lane for the dunk! He dunked it!
On 95.7 The Game.
All right, all guests on 95.7 The Game appear on the River Islands guest line. Isn't it time for you to discover the islands, River Islands in Lathrop? We had a wonderful guest earlier on the show today. His name was Michael Thompson.
He was great, yeah.
And for those of you who missed it, Odyssey app, YouTube, or right here on the show in a little bit less than an hour, we'll let you hear that one again because Michael was awesome and opened up a little bit about what this is all like for him. For Clay, the whole experience. Until then, though, a couple things that matter to us. A, it is in this block. Within the next 20 minutes, we will give away a Clay Thompson Warriors jersey. So if you'd like to win that, stay tuned and be ready to answer a trivia question related to Clay, and then call in on our contest line. We'll do that within the next 20 minutes. And then the other thing that matters to us is, has this hit you? You know, it's one thing sometimes, I think, to think about how you feel a week ago, how you think you're going to feel, but we're here. We're here. The arena is next door. Clay is about to be in there, and it's about to play basketball in a Dallas Mavericks jersey. And I remember it was not that long ago where even when the rumors were out there, we couldn't believe it. Like, the idea of Clay Thompson actually going somewhere else was a really hard idea for people to wrap their head around.
It was tough, and then, you know, like anything in life, you realize that everything is temporary, and if you want to talk about what in our world is permanent, the list is very, very, very short, and so you know this, I know this, our lives and our careers, personal, professional, whatever it is, and then you think about this, what we have here, the Golden State Warriors, Steph, Clay, and Dre, the three of them, the four titles, the great run, and you and I had this conversation about 8 months ago, and you asked me if I thought that the three of them would end their career as Warriors, and I really thought that they would.
Yeah.
I thought that with Steph signed, whatever, he's not going anywhere, Draymond got his extension, I thought that they would make it work with Clay, and they'd be coterminous, and the three of them would be able to ride off romantically, in my eyes, into the sunset as Warriors. They would never don another jersey, and then last year happened, and the contract that he reportedly got offered in October didn't work out. The year went. He was not positive, carefree Clay.
Yeah.
He had a little bit of an awkward year. They had a bad year. Draymond had a really bad year. Wiggins had a down year. They were a play-in team. They got knocked out, and you got to the summer, and it was like, oh my God, this actually might happen. And as we got into the summer, we all realized it's going to happen, and here it is. It's happened. He wears number 31. He's a Maverick. And so, for me, my emotions, I can put aside the last 4 months of uncertainty, the last 2 years of, man, Clay, what's going on?
Yeah.
And I can get to this moment tonight in 2.5 hours and realize he was amazing. This team is great in large part because of him. And everything changes. You've been divorced. I've been divorced. I still talk to my ex-wife. I had breakfast with her last week. And it's okay. It's not 8 years ago, it's now. And now, Clay can be a Maverick, I can be a Warrior fan, and I can welcome him back, and I can be okay with it,
well,
and I can love it.
Yeah,
you know?
I think you're actually tapping into something which is what I woke up feeling, and it's almost to remove all of this emotion that we kind of make the choice to add to this. Sure, there's the history of what was, and then there's the recent history, which has been a lot more unpleasant. I've sort of arrived at a spot of, well, we get to go in that arena tonight and see something that is really rare. It is very rare, which is to have a return celebration 4 months after he left and to watch an organization do a giveaway to their fans based on the opponent. Like, all of these things are really, they're different. And so you've been trying today to comp something historically that feels like this, and I think you've come close, but at the same time, I don't know that anything is really just like this. So, like, I'm almost kind of thankful for it just from that standpoint. Like, well, this is different. This ought to be interesting. Let's go check it out. And only because of the Warriors' greatness and Klay's greatness is something like this, awkward though it may be, possible.
Right. It's possible, and they're giving out hats because of how good he was and how long he was here and how special that was. And I think about just the Golden State Warriors and players who played here and went on to play elsewhere, and one of them would be Chris Mullin. Chris Mullin was a great Warrior. He was a Hall of Fame player. He was a Hall of Fame Warrior, and I'm hard-pressed to remember what it was like when he went and played for the Pacers,
yep.
And he came back here, not here, but over to Oakland for the first time, and I'm sure it was emotional, and I'll see if I can find an actual story on that, but he didn't win 4 titles, and the whole Run TMC thing, like Timmy went elsewhere, Mitch did, Chris went to Indiana, and he was my favorite player. He still is my all-time favorite player, and when he came back, it was weird because he was a Pacer, but the Warriors were trash.
Right.
For the most part. I mean, the TMC run was great.
Sure, sure, sure.
But it wasn't a guy coming back after 4 titles, which is why the thing that I've comped it to is Scottie Pippen, and I'm just remembering that he played 12 years in Chicago, Klay played 13, Scottie won 6, Klay won 4. Scottie was maybe as important as Klay. It's hard to comp because
they're both a superstar's other.
Right.
They're both a Batman's Robin.
Yes. Yeah. I don't think Scottie had the signature moments that Klay had,
Definitely not. Certainly
the Robin to the Batman. And, you know, Scottie, it was 19 months later when he eventually went back to Chicago for the first time. And this is 4 months later, or really 7 months since Klay last played. But this feels very, very fresh and recent, which is why maybe it's not going to be as emotional for Klay. But I know fans just looking around the plaza here at Thrive City, a lot of 11 jerseys.
There are.
People are putting on their Klay today welcome him home.
No, and this, remember, like it's 4:24 in the afternoon. The game doesn't start for almost 3 hours.
Yeah.
Thrive City doesn't usually look like this 3 hours before the game.
That's true.
You know what I mean? And so, this is a little bit different. Let's get back out to the phones at 888-957-9570. Alex in the city. Hi, Alex. What are you doing?
Hey, how's it going, guys? Big fan of the show. I was thinking because today has been so kind of emotional. I was thinking about it, just how Klay, such a big part of everyone's lives for the past 13 years, and kind of going back to his comments. I mean, what would you say if someone asked you about your ex-wife of 13 years or your ex-girlfriend 4 months after it happened? I mean, you would say it's a regular season game in November, but everyone knows the emotions are there. I was talking about it earlier.
Yeah.
But how sweet is it also, just kind of, even though it is so early, that it's the day after 11-11, which when Klay retires, that's automatically going to become Klay Day for the Warriors in the future forever. I just think that's pretty serendipitous and pretty sweet, just to kind of have that as his return day be 11-12, just the day after 11-11.
Yeah, I mean, Alex, you brought that up.
Thank you, Alex. I love the numbers of it.
Why didn't we play this game yesterday?
Totally.
Come on, NBA.
Yeah.
What the hell are you doing?
Would have made more sense. Although, you know, and I guess you can't ever play on 11/31, which would be Klay's 2 numbers, because November doesn't have 31 days.
It does not. It does not.
But it'd be cool if it did.
Yeah, but I don't want to celebrate his Mavs number.
No, but he's a Mavs now.
How about 11/30? That's the Steph and Klay day.
Well, and last year we had the Steph, Klay, and Dre day, 11/30/23.
Yes, exactly.
Which was, you know, the only time we get to do that, because there's going to be
never going to do that again.
Well, even if it's 11/23/30,
yeah,
I don't know.
They'll all be retired,
dude. Seriously,
they will all be retired.
Wheelchair basketball.
Right now. Yeah, they will all be retired.
They will all be
retired.
If Steph better not be, gonna need you, Steph, for another 6.
He'll be making $110 million a year,
right,
if he's still playing 6 years from
now. Totally.
Mike and Hayward, you're next up. Hi, Mike. What's up? We got Mike?
Mike A.
I guess we don't.
Grady? Mike?
No Mike? God. Okay. How about Harsher in Fremont? What's up, Harsher? What are you doing?
Man, just thinking about Klay here. It's funny, actually. My brother just got home. I just wanted to call in and say how how much Klay means to us on my birthday, December 5th, 2016. Me and my brother go to the Warriors game, and this is the game he dropped 60 points on my birthday. And, you know, we always loved Klay. I wish he ended it out here, you know. But yeah, it's just, he always special place in my heart, dropped 60 points at Oracle on my birthday. So, you know, love to see what's going to happen tonight. But, yeah, man, love the Warriors. The Warriors.
Harsher, were you there that night?
I was there. December 5th, 2016. I just graduated from UC San Diego. And I actually texted one of my friends. I was like, hey, man, you want to go to the Warriors game, blah, blah. And he ended up just texting me the tickets. And he was like, hey, it's your birthday, bro. Why don't you take your brother? And me and my brother go on my birthday. And this guy, we were watching him, me and my brother. He did not miss a pregame shot. Me and my brother are looking at each other like, yo, Klay has not missed. And I'm like, okay, let's see what happens. This guy goes on and drops 60 points. It was the best birthday gift anyone could ever do for me, and sucks that he's not in a Warriors jersey anymore, but I'm just happy I got to witness that right next to my brother on my birthday.
That's pretty great.
That's awesome.
Pretty great. They were up 80-50 at the half in that one. Klay goes 21 of 33 from the floor, and I'm sure Harsher will never forget Ian Clark with 11 points on his birthday.
It was big.
And James Michael McAdoo with a double single.
I it's funny that he said, like, we were watching him in warm-ups and he never missed.
Yeah.
I know for a lot of players, and this was true for my stupid, silly high school career, too. Like, if I was on fire in warm-ups, that was a terrible sign.
Oh, yeah?
Like, when you go to the golf range and you're striping it in warm-ups, good sign or bad sign?
Usually a bad sign.
Bad sign.
Yeah.
Bad sign, because we're not doing that for 6 hours.
No.
Whatever zone you're in has a clock on it.
Usually if I go to the range and I hit like 5 or 6 good ones, I will walk away. To your point. That's it. I am done. We're good.
We're ready. Okay, we're going to go back to the phones, but you all got to hear about this. We'll do our best to describe this.
Okay.
But I'm looking. You can go check this out. It is on the 95.7 The Game Twitter feed. It is on our social platforms. This is one of the, and whether you're sentimental or not, this is pretty cool. The Golden State Warriors had close to 400 employees in their captain's hats waiting to greet and cheer Klay Thompson as he entered Chase Center tonight. So he is in, and if you can go look at this to see the way it looked and the way it clearly touched Klay as he was walking in.
It's just another game in November, bro.
I mean, he's putting his prayer hands together and thanking everybody as he makes his way in, but that's a pretty cool scene.
Very cool scene, and they are all not tipping their cap, but doffing their cap, removing it, and gesturing to Klay. And as much as Klay wants to just another game in November, this, and Klay's doing his thing, and one thing I've always loved about Klay is the strut. He, no matter where he's going, if he's going to the foul line, he's strutting. If he's going into the arena, he's strutting. It's just the way he walks.
Yep.
I actually saw him walking his dog Rocco a couple of times up in the Oakland Hills.
Whoop.
That's how he walks.
No, it is. It's how he walks.
It's how he walks.
I watched him walk to the bus today online as he's making his way from
and
the
it's
hotel.
A strut.
Yeah, it's that the shoulders.
Totally. Like and it's how he does the free throw, too.
Totally.
He does the dribble and, like, the shoulder. And so he's walking in, and he's trying to game face it, but then he looks up, and he realizes, this is pretty cool. I've got hundreds of people in captain's hats, and so he acknowledges, prayer hands. And I'm sorry, Klay, it's not just another game in November.
It's not just another game. No, it's not.
No, it's not.
888-957-9570. How is this night hitting you now that we're here? We're going to keep going to the phones, but Dibs, I have a quick aside.
Okay.
And it is, as Guru likes to say, it's going to hit you in the cardiac.
I love it.
Are you ready for this?
Let's go. You know, I'm a big fan of the cardiac muscle.
You are going to love this.
And I'm a cry.
You're
I will cry.
Love this,
yeah.
Okay. We're going to go right back to the phone.
Okay.
I just texted my 10-year-old because when he gets home from school, I send him notes of, like, get your hands out of the cookie jar.
Oh, boy.
Get your homework out.
You got cameras in the house?
I should.
You should.
Do your homework. Read your book.
Yep.
And it's Tuesday. There's no football game on at 5. So I said, this is a no TV night. And he doesn't know this, but I hide the remote on Tuesday.
Oh, boy.
The remote is hidden. You do no TV tonight, except once the Warrior game starts. So do your homework now. Daddy's not coming home tonight.
Oh, boy.
So TV off until the Warrior game. He says, okay, when does the game start? I said, 7. Want to know what he texted back? He goes, oh, of course, Tuesday at 7 on 95.7, the game.
Listen up, Jake. I love that kid.
Oh, my God.
I love this young
he
man.
He watched your stupid splash video 800 times.
He had better hope that I referee one of his games this year, because that young man, he's going to get every call. Unlike our boss's kid, who I couldn't wait to call fouls on.
Yeah, exactly.
Your kid's getting all the calls. He gets all the calls.
Dude, you don't need to dribble today.
Dude,
just
seriously.
Run to the hoop, put it in.
And anyway, every foul is a shooting foul, Jude. You're going to the free throw line, young man.
Let's go to Gene in Oakland. Gene, what are you doing?
I'm at the dog park, guys. How you doing?
I'm trying to get the dog, but they blocked the damn street. But anyways.
There's always somebody doing something, isn't there, Gene?
Boy. Yeah.
Yeah, honest to God. So, I have truly mixed feelings about Clay. You know, listen, he used to live up here. We used to run into him. Me and my friends, we'd see him driving his truck around or eating at the egg shop and Apple Press. And one time I looked behind me, I was at this little Greek shop that was one of his favorites. And there he was. I did a triple take, looked up, and just smiled because I know he didn't want to be bothered. But anyways, I like you, Dibs, and like most of the fans, you know, my dream was that they would all retire together, and not just that, that they would remain, you know, part of the social fabric around here. But he's gone. And, you know, looking at the Warriors, though, and what it's meant to them, this is the other part of it. I mean, I think we've gotten better. I mean, one of the previous callers said, yeah, we basically traded Buddy Hield, who's looking better, for Clay. But in fact, I think we got two guys that together making less than Clay would, and each one of them is better than Clay at this point. D'Anthony Melton and Hield. So for the sake of the Warriors, I'm glad he moved on. But I wish him well. I hope he has a tremendous rest of his career. But I hope Dallas doesn't beat us, obviously. So, anyway, those are my thoughts.
Okay, Gene, thanks.
Gene.
Yeah, appreciate it. I will say this. Like, at the end, he kind of taps into something that's rising up in me as we get closer to game time. Like, this whole day is about Clay, right? And everyone's out here celebrating him, and we got the Clay Carnival, and the Warriors are sending out video of Clay entering the building, and all the employees, that everyone's making this all about Clay. Good Lord, I hope they still win the game.
Right.
I you know what I mean? Like, this is about Clay until tip off. And then obviously all eyes are on Clay, but that's just sort of my entry point as a Warrior fan. As soon as this tips off, this is about the Warriors going to 9-2.
Right, it's Warriors and Mavs at that point, and it's, you know, there're going to be moments of Steph and Clay and Draymond interacting on the court, and that's why I was asking Steve Kerr yesterday, has one of those guys asked to guard him? And it'd be neat if in the opening possession Steph comes out and just gets right up in him and guards him, or Draymond, or
he might actually that
he
like
might.
with
matchup
the way,
wise, yeah.
Well, think of the matchups. I had a buddy text me earlier about the matchups, and that's kind of what he said. He said, I think that Wiggs will take Luka. We're waiting to find out if Wiggs is even going to play.
Yep.
Melton probably draws Kyrie. All right, so Steph, who are you guarding?
Yeah, probably Clay.
Clay Thompson.
At that point, yeah.
You know, so.
And that'll be fun, just those interactions. And, you know, if Clay gets the ball in the wing and you see Steph get up into him, and, you know, it'll be serious. No one's going to be clowning around like at the All-Star game where guys are joking around. But just those visuals, those moments of, you know, a switch and Draymond's on Clay. And Draymond said, and I'm glad you mentioned it to Michael, like Draymond said, I'm going through his chest.
Yeah.
And that's what Draymond does. So, well, let's see. If, you know, Clay happens to get one going to the hole and Draymond comes over to commit a hard foul, like, I'm here for all of that
and
more.
All of it. Clay's dad, Michael Thompson. Compton. A conversation with him is a half hour away. The jersey giveaway is in 4 minutes, okay? The jersey giveaway is in 4 minutes, but let's go to Ben in the city next up. Hi, Ben. Thank you for calling.
Hey, thanks for taking the call.
Yeah, man, what's up?
I'm pumped. I'm going to the game tonight. Can't wait.
Sweet.
It's
nice,
fun.
Ben.
You know, I saw Clay's return back from ACL injury a couple years back. I think to your point a second ago, there's no chance this is just another game in November. Like at the start of that game, you see him sitting on the bench, they're announcing his name, and he's just got the meanest mug on his face. Just can't wait to get on the floor. So, I mean, he's going to come in hot. He's going to be, you know, looking to make a statement for himself and showcase that, you know, he's still doing well. I know his splits have been pretty weak so far this year, but Dubs are looking good. I mean, coming off of an incredible road show. I mean, start of the season, you know, it was questionable if we had played any good teams yet, and we really kind of proved that we could keep up with the Thunder and with Boston, obviously. So, yeah, another test tonight. I mean, Mavericks have been slow to start this season, but can't wait for the game.
Can't wait. Yeah, Ben, we'll see you here, man. Thanks for the call. I think about this, too. We know the way the NBA power structure goes. Like, these players have a lot of say in how the offensive sets go. And with Kyrie Irving talking earlier today about the gravity and the weight of this moment, I start to wonder, are Luka and Kyrie ball-dominant guards that they are? I don't know. Are they going to look for him a little bit more?
No doubt.
Are they going to try to get him going early in this game?
For sure, and I would imagine first possession is going to be something for Clay. It's going to be some action to get Clay off the screen. It's a pin down. Clay comes up to the wing. Get him the ball. Get him a catch and shoot. First possession right away just to get the crowd into it. You know? Clay, it's a three. The crowd is going
Stop
to react
the game.
Positively.
Streamers come out of the sky.
Maybe.
Dude,
totally right.
I mean, you know.
It's not going to quite be that theatrical, but if I'm Dallas, I definitely want to get him involved and get him going and take the temperature of this crowd.
By
because
the way,
people are going to cheer.
No doubt.
Look in front
no
of you
doubt.
Right now.
Oh, I know.
You got Steph, Clay.
Baseline jumper.
Exactly. We got Clays everywhere. Shouldn't you be in getting ready, Clay?
Of course.
We got like 11 Clays out here.
We got Dallas Clay over here with a Warrior jacket over the top of it.
He's got to Jason Terry, I guarantee it.
Yeah, he's perpetrating
like it's a Clay.
We got to discuss that one. But anyway, breaking news.
Oh, my bad. Apologies, sir.
Yeah, no.
That's a Clay.
That's a freshie.
That's on me.
Breaking news. Andrew Wiggins is in.
Yeah.
Andrew Wiggins has been upgraded to available.
And the crowd? Yeah. Okay.
The Warriors will be at full strength with their lineup. No injury report tonight. Andrew Wiggins is in. Okay. Do you want to win a Klay Thompson Warriors jersey? Now is your chance. All you got to do is be the first to answer the following trivia question about Klay and then call in the contest line. Don't do that now. We're not going to start answering the phone yet till after I finish the question. But here is the number to be ready to dial. 415-523-4652. 415-523-4652. Here's the question that you need to answer. Klay Thompson beat Steph Curry to win the NBA three-point shootout in February of which year?
Oh, I got it.
February of which calendar year when Klay Thompson defeated Steph Curry in the NBA three-point shootout? First person with that answer to call 415-523-4652 is the winner of the Klay Thompson Warriors jersey. Which year NBA three-point shootout in February? Good luck to each and every one of you. We're presented by Fremont Bank, celebrating 60 years of full-service banking with no compromises. Our conversation with Klay's dad, Michael Thompson, is right around the corner, and we will continue to take you all the way up to Warriors Live with Evan Giddings, and then, of course, tip-off of this very, very special night here at Chase Center is right around the corner. So all of that is coming up next here on Willard and Dibs.
Now, back to to Willard and Dibs.
Clay gets free off the screen. Jumper right side. Good! He's got 60! He's the fourth Warrior ever to get 60 points. And the last Warrior to get 60 was Rick Barry back in 1974.
On 95.7 The Game.
James in Castro Valley. That is the name of our winner.
Yeah, James.
Of the Klay Thompson Warriors jersey, at least round three. I know one was given away this morning. One was given away early at noon. And now we've rounded out all three jerseys. So, James in Castro Valley, congrats. And thank you very much for listening to our silly program.
It's not silly when you win a jersey. It turns out to be lucrative. And it's awesome for James and Castro Valley to have listened and won. That's really all you have to do. Listen, hang out, enjoy. It's free, and then you win.
It is.
And
yeah.
Think about how few things in this world are still free.
Holy crap.
Right? Like, radio is free.
Like, a walk.
Yeah.
That's free.
Good call.
I mean, you need to buy shoes.
Theoretically, you could go barefoot.
You could.
You don't have to go shoes.
Ouch.
Kind of. That really hurt. But yeah, walking.
Yeah, it's not a lot. Not a lot.
Breathing is free.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I mean, it's neither of those things is as fun as Willard and Dibs.
The meal that we're going to get inside Chase Center tonight.
Yeah. The Klay Carnival, also free.
Free, yes, and, free. Absolutely.
And I do want to give Lucas Alexander, director of sports, a nod.
Give him some flowers.
The cart. Well, I'm going to do it while he's on the phone. That way he doesn't have to like gloat about it. But the Klay Carnival is a smash hit.
We're going to go to the phones. I want to share the quickest story, though. The quickest story about the Klay Carnival.
Yeah.
So the Papa Shot hoop has been moved. It's still here.
Yeah.
It's just at a different angle. And I just went up to Lucas, and I'm like, tell me you're not a parent without telling me that you're not a parent. He comes over, and he's like, we've got the Papa Shot set up, and right behind the Papa Shot are other Klay Thompson-related activities.
Pin the nub tail on the Rocco.
Other people are pinning the nub tail on the Rocco.
Which is awkward.
Behind the Papa Shot. The Papa Shot, as you would guess, is being overrun by kids.
Oh, yeah.
Kids with mini basketballs firing them at the hoop.
There's a two-year-old over there crossing people over.
Lucas is like, they keep hitting people behind the Papa Shot with the balls. And I'm like, yeah, Lucas, they're kids.
Yeah.
They're kids with basketballs. They're not going to go where you want them to go.
Yeah.
So Lucas went and moved the Papa Shot.
After 3 hours.
After right. It's pretty
seven
much over.
Seven bloody noses. Yeah. But it's, yeah.
Anyway, whatever.
The Klay Carnival is a hit. And if you're coming on down, Matt Nahegan would like you to look at the gigantic thank you Klay card, which is almost full of signatures.
I do want to ask, where's that thing ending up? Because a lot of people are asking the same question, which is, are you giving that to Klay?
You didn't see the oversized envelope that goes in with about 14 postage stamps?
If the vision is that Klay is going to hang that in his new Dallas bedroom, I'm pretty sure that's a no from him, dog.
There's a giant envelope, and the postage to send that to Dallas is about $75. But
I think you're underselling it.
Yeah, it's a pretty cool thing, but you're right about, like,
where's it going?
The utilitarian nature of that. Like, for me, for example, if there is ever something like that for me, oh my God, I would love it. It'd be framed. It'd be in the man cave, whatever. If you're Klay, you're like, storage.
Yeah, Klay would, like, grab that thing and use it as, like, a sled for
dartboard.
Or something like that.
Like a glorified dartboard.
Yeah, like,
who knows?
Matt, seriously, where's this thing going? Are you hanging it at the station? Your house? I mean,
oh, dude.
For real? He's not even kidding.
No.
Anyway.
Self-serving.
Well, I take things from the station, too.
Well,
I can't get mad.
You do. I can see him going home and, like, telling the missus.
I mean, what? No, go ahead.
In our bedroom, you're going to be forced to look.
He's like, I don't want to look at you anymore. I want to look and play.
888-957-9570
is the number. Let's get back out to the phones.
Let's do it.
Michael Thompson, Klay's dad, joined us. You'll hear that conversation in about 15 minutes, but let's go to Mike in Concord. Hi, Mike. Thanks for calling.
Hey, what's up, guys? How are you?
We're good. Need
to share. I love Clay. I wear Clay Antas. I got Clay bobbleheads at my work. I was there when Clay dropped 37. But my best Clay story is in the tunnel pregame series against the Spurs, game two. Me and my buddy, we were there early. We're in the tunnel where the players go in and security guards start screaming, like, get out of the way. We don't know what's happening. Here comes Clay with the strut you were just talking about coming towards us, and we start going nuts, jumping around, yelling, yeah, Clay, it's go time! It's go time, baby! He gives us the best little smirk, shakes his head like, you two 45-year-old idiots, but we got the fist bump out of him, and it was awesome. It was awesome. Yeah.
That's a great story. That's so funny.
Yeah, it sounds about right, Mike. Thank you very much. Appreciate that. I got a quick Clay story. He's grown a lot, I'll tell you that, because obviously Michael and I worked together years and years and years ago, and this is when Clay, I think, was he was still not technically in college. He had sort of set himself up for the draft, but the draft hadn't happened yet, and I had a weekend show in L.A., and I'd set up through Michael. I'm like, hey, like, let's get Clay on the show. And so, Clay was all set up. It was a Saturday morning. I think my show was from, like, 8 to 10 or something like that. So he's like, you know, as late as possible. So, okay, 9:30, Clay, come on the show. And we get to 9:30, and I'm calling, and no answer. You call again, no answer. Call again, no answer. I text Michael. I thought this was set up. Where the hell's Clay? He's like, give me 2 minutes. And then he goes, all of a sudden, now Clay's ready. I asked Michael afterwards. I said, he's just like any other kid. I'd have called him and be like, wake the hell up. Yeah. I told this guy, it is important that you're on time and that you do things. You're going to be a professional.
Right.
If you're going to be a professional, you have to do what you are told that you are going to do. It was hilarious. He turned into a dad like that.
And within 2 minutes, all of a sudden you got Clay on the horn.
Clay's like, hi.
Totally, yeah. Sorry to keep you waiting, Mr. Williard.
Whoever the hell you are.
Exactly.
Let's go to Marlon in Concord. Hi, Marlon. What are you doing?
Hey, guys.
What's
up, Marlon? Thanks for having me on.
Hey,
I'm going to preface this by saying I'm a huge Clay fan. Very, very biased, you know. But, you know, some of the calls that were coming in just got me thinking about, you know, old stories of friends. You're running into Clay Thompson at the Montclair Golf Course up on the 13. Crappy little golf course, but Clay liked to hang out there, you know, drink his Coors Light, just, you know, a man of the people. running into him at the movie theater, the old Regal movie theater right there at the Public Market in Emeryville. Clay's my favorite. You know, I also have some Anta shoes I've never worn, some Rasta colors. You know, of signing events. I just love Clay. And I just want to say, people forget, man, that Clay always took the, you know, toughest defensive assignments. He made Steph who Steph is, too. And we're going to miss him, man. And I just want everybody to stop hating on Clay. Don't talk
about
him anymore in the negative.
Yeah, that's it. Dude, the Montclair Golf Course is where he's referring to, which is where I met Supper, my wife.
I don't know if I knew that.
That's where we met, and it's a nine-hole golf course, I guess. It's nine holes in the ground on the side of a hill. The driving range is a double-decker with crappy mats. The bar is an 80-year-old throwback, but the place is magic. And Clay would go there with his boys and get a pitcher of Coors Light and sit there like he was any other schlub like the rest of us.
Yeah.
And people would go up to him and, oh, Clay, how you doing? And he would always be friendly and like, hey, how you doing? You know, nice to meet you. And never like get away from me. And he would sit among the people like he was just, like Carl the electrician.
I want to take everything you're saying at face value, and I do. I also think it's funny sometimes what we give credit to celebrities for doing. Like, he wasn't, like, rude to people or didn't tell people to go away. Well, Like, you shouldn't do that. Like,
you know what I mean? When I go up there to get my pitcher of Coors Light,
You do it, I know. You tell people to get away from you.
Of course I do. You know, no eye contact and stay 6 feet away at all times. Especially with that halitosis. But, and this was going back, you know, 10 years in the early, early days when, you know, before he became Clay Thompson four-time champ, but But sure. I think about Steph Curry going to Costco and the video that circulated. The guy can't even walk through Costco without 17 people following him with their cameras out.
Yeah, I got to think, especially with the cell phone thing now, I got to think that being a mega celebrity is actually just, for many hours of the day, not as fun as it sounds.
Yeah.
You know?
You don't have to tell me.
No. I mean,
seriously, though.
I'm sure the ultra-generational wealth is wonderful to have. I'm sure the incredible life experiences are wonderful to have. I'm sure the unbelievable talent, unbelievable, you know, just everything, all of the things that means for someone like that, I'm sure that's wonderful. But there's a big piece of me that does not envy that at all. Like, I can't go to the store. I can't pump gas into my car without people freaking out. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know, man.
It's a lot. It's a burden.
It's kind of what I'm getting at about today for Clay. Like, you know what Clay just did to cause a crowd of about 150 people to snap pictures, start cheering, start chasing him down the hall? Do you know what he did? He walked. He walked from a bus to his locker.
To work, yeah.
That's it. He walked in.
Well, he had it coming to him.
And, you know. And that's inside.
Correct.
Like, those are people who are actually getting paid to be in there.
Yes.
To do what they're doing.
Which makes it even cooler, because those are all Warriors employees who are so excited to have Clay come back into his former workplace that they wanted to put on his captain's hat that everyone's getting tonight. And I do think that that's going to be a really cool moment when fans come in and they get their captain hat, and you got your hat on, and when you introduce Clay Thompson and everybody in unison doffs their cap and you gesture toward Clay, the visual of that's going to be really cool.
I think so too. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMC FM and HD1 San Francisco and Odyssey Sports Station. Always live on the free Odyssey app, Twitch and YouTube, powered by First NorCal Credit Union for a low rate auto loan. Apply online or just ask for First NorCal financing at the dealer.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.